Hello, social media friends. It's Jeremy Rowland with Triple R Pond, located at Stoplight in Asheville, Arkansas. And it is Wednesday, May the 17th. Oh, what a Wednesday it was. You know, normally Wednesdays are Woo Wednesday here at the Pond Shop. But as you know, we didn't send out a question a day like we normally do at 3:30. And we didn't go live like we normally do for the Woo drawing and other things that we do on Woo Wednesday, because we're still suspended. That's right. We're still in the Facebook jail clink for, I think, 3 more days. I'll have to check and see. I think we come off of it over the weekend, and then we're on like a 44-day lower feed hiatus, however they want to do it. I don't know. So, but anyway, Dylan the Dealmaker was here today. Listen, we were so busy today that we didn't even have a chance to push out any deals on the app. So if you were expecting some deals today on the app, we apologize. We had some more inventory that come in, massive amount of loans. Like, it's unbelievable the amount of loans that are going on right now, which is, you know, understandable with inflation and things being tight and school just getting out and graduation and things to that effect. But man, we are packed. I mean, we are packed on ponds right now. I'm crazy. Like yesterday, you know, we took 7 pages of forfeitures and narrowed it down to 2 and still got some more to go. And what was good about that is that a lot of the things that we got pulled yesterday and got out on the floor, a bunch of that sold today. So that kind of helped make some room and move some inventory and produce some cash that helped with even more loans. But Dylan the Dealmaker, like I said, was here. You know, I want to tell you something about Dylan. That dude, he's my bro right there. Dylan the Dealmaker is my bro. That man always has a smile on his face. He's always motivated when he comes to work on Wednesday. He gets excited about Woo. He was understandable that we couldn't go. But next week, hopefully, we should be able to go live. I don't even know if you'll get notified after being on a lower feed type suspension thing. But anyway, Dylan was here today until 4 o'clock. We had a great time. The only thing I wish I could change about Dylan is his lunch want. I mean, the man just eats chicken strips and fries, and he's got to have 2 things of barbecue sauce and sweet tea. Like, that's it. I can't get the man to eat anything else. When he first started coming here working with us, it was Subway pizza with everything on top of it except for onions. And he would eat that. And we got him off of Subway, and now he's on this chicken strip kick. So, but he was here today, and we always have a great time with Dylan, and we look forward to him coming every single Wednesday. Man likes Bruce Lee too. We had some Bruce Lee movies on the big screen today, and he had a good time. And I love you, bro. If you listen to my podcast, I love you, bro. But tomorrow's Thursday. There is a couple things that I would like you to know. There was 3 days that if you went on our website and smartphone app, you could not see any jewelry. And the reason why is because I completely deleted the entire stream of jewelry. Just took it all off of the website and 2 clicks. Marked them all and then deleted them all. And the reason why is because we wanted to redo it all with better descriptions of size and better photos. And I have OCD super bad. I have tremendous problems with OCD. And I could see our jewelry with different types of angles and backgrounds and colors, and it was driving me up the wall. So we deleted the whole thing, worked on that this morning, and got not all of it. You know, there's no watches and things like that on there yet, but we got all the rings, all the ladies and men's rings and necklaces and on there, and the bracelets. So all those are back on our website at triplerpond.com. We also changed up the order on the app. So if you open the app and you look at inventory, it'll actually go guns, ammo, jewelry, and so on. I kind of put those in order as priority that was shown by numbers on sales. So guns, ammo, and jewelry, 1, 2, 3. And then after that, it goes on down from tools to our merch. Yeah. Let me talk about merch real quick. You can go to triplerpond.com, click on clothing, and you can order you some merch from Triple R Pond. Super cool. And here's what I would like to do with the merch. For every single order that we sell for merch, we're going to take $2 of every sale, because our cost in those, we're literally going to make $3. $3 off of that sale. Well, it's five total, but we're going to keep three, and we're going to donate two to CASA, the local court-appointed special advocate. So for every Triple R Pond t-shirt sold, we're going to put $2 in the CASA. So basically, we're getting our costs back, we're making $3, and we're donating $2 to CASA. And then, of course, Department of Finance Administration is getting their sales tax. So if you have a chance, you want some Triple R Pond t-shirts, go on our website, order that up, and we'll get that made for you. Or we have them in stock. We'll get that taken care of for you. One last thing real quick. As you know, we have prided ourselves from, I think Steven and I agreed on it back in about April or May of 2020. It was shortly after, you know, the whole COVID thing was getting, you know, people didn't know what was going on and stuff like that. And it was kind of really before, you know, the COVID checks kicked in, you know, for people and stuff. And we decided at that time that we were no longer going to charge a transfer fee on Second Amendment items. So, and we've went all the way up, and today I made the change. You know, some people might not be happy about it, but it was a business decision. But starting June the 1st of this year, June 1st, 2023, all transfers that are ordered in, like if you go to any type of online, I'm not going to mention any particular, but if you go online and you purchase a Second Amendment item, then and it's shipped here to our store, if you choose us as an FFL transfer, it's going to be $20. $20 for the transfer fee starting June 1st, 2023. And the reason being, just so you know, is because a lot of these places online are selling these items for cost that it cost us to get wholesale, or cheaper than it cost us to get them for wholesale. So we're seeing a monumental amount of transfers coming into our store, to the point of like six or seven a day, if not more. And it's, you know, by the time you open the box, you get it booked, you contact the customer, they come in, you take care of their 4473, you discard the cardboard, and then, you know, we recycle all of our cardboard, but then we're having to throw all of our, you know, the deflate the packing stuff and throw all that stuff in the trash. I just made that decision. So if you're going to be upset at anybody for having to pay a $20 transfer fee, don't blame anybody else but me. I own this place, and the buck starts and stops with me. But June the 1st, 2023, $20 transfer fee on all items that are shipped into the store. Now, we can save you that if you just want to come in and see us and see what we can do. And then if you purchase from us, there's no transfer fee. But that's just something I had to do, hoping not too many people get mad. So go to triplerpond.com, buy some merch. Let's raise some money for CASA. Tomorrow is Thursday. We hope you all have a great rest of your Wednesday. Don't forget, next Wednesday is the last Wednesday of the month. We are off suspension. We will fix the entire month of Woo Wednesday, and we will have one winner for the May 2023 Woo Prize. And you don't know what it is because we haven't told you yet. Y'all have a great rest of your night. Don't forget, tell everybody about our smartphone app. Get signed up for Woo Wednesday. Come see us at Triple R Pond, located at a stoplight in Ash Flat, Arkansas, 870-994-PON. That's 7296.